السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. We continue with our lesson on the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Suratul Kahf, chapter number 18, verse number 26. Inshallah, as you know, that this is the third time we are doing tafsir of the Noble Quran. Twice we completed, and this time is the third, all with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So from Surah 1, Surah Fatiha, up to the lesson where we are now, all have been recorded, mashallah. So those of you who want to purchase it, you can contact the front office or contact our brother Tobela, and they will give you all the details for the entire Quran from where we started Surah Fatiha till here. And inshallah, in that way, you can listen to it in your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that now these people, their secret was out. The people of that town, they started debating, disputing, what must we do? Some people say, build a monument. Others said, no, لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. Let us build a masjid there on top. And then that was decided that the masjid was built. It don't mean the masjid was built on top of the graves. It means next to it. So that is what is implied and meant. How many were they? Remember, majority scholars say, سَبْعَةُ وَثَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. There were seven, and the eighth one was a dog. And according to Mufassirin and so forth, they say the dog's name was Qitmir. And the seven names, remember, of those people is not mentioned in the Quran Sharif, not mentioned in any authentic hadith. So all that is mentioned is all speculation and Israeli riwayat. People make ta'weez and all that. Leave all those things. Don't use that. Rather read Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Ayatul Kursi, then putting these type of names. We don't even know what the names mean properly. It's all speculation. So therefore, Almighty Allah tells us, فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا, that on these type of issues, don't get involved in big debates and so forth. It should just scratch the surface, and that is sufficient. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, and you don't have to go ask any one of the Jews and Christians and so forth. So today the Muslim countries, you go to Jordan, they tell you this is the cave of the seven sleepers. You go to Syria, so they will tell you that is the cave. You go to Turkey, they will tell you that is the cave. I've been to all these places with Allah's help. And remember, no one can tell you in this world that 100% this is the cave. It's all speculation. You can say maybe, most probably, but no one can say 100%. So we need to remember abhimu ma abhamahullah. Whatever Almighty Allah kept ambiguous, we keep ambiguous. We don't have to go and pinpoint and so forth. Today, tourism is a big industry. So people concoct and fabricate graves of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, of Sahaba and Awliyaullah and so forth. So more and more tourists can come. So remember, the zamana is not a zamana of yu'minuna bil ghaib, of people believing the unseen. It is yu'minuna bil jayb. Everything has got the money element to it. And even in this, if they can help it, they will make money. Tell you that this Nabi is buried here, and this Sahabi is buried here, and that awliya are buried there. So all money-making gimmicks also. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, whenever we wish to do something in the future, say Insha'Allah. And remember, how long did the seven youngsters stay in the cave? They stayed for 300 solar years, and they stayed for 309 lunar years. So today's lesson, Surah Kahf, Surah 18, we start at verse number 26 and we'll end at 28, insha'Allah. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us 309 years. I just give you two incidents. Tonight, O humanity, O people, look at your moon. And that is a super moon. This morning, up past 4:25 to 5, whilst we're going for Fajr, and we looked at the horizon, and we saw the moon in its glory, in its beauty, so big, shining, glittering, orange in color. It feels so near, like you can just touch it. And after Fajr also, when we came, but it was going lower and lower. Subhanallah, a wonderful spectacle. That is a power, kudrat ka karishma here. Rahmatun min mazahirillah, the manifestation of the absolute mercy of Almighty Allah. Wa min ayatihi al-laylu wal-naru wa-shamsu wal-qamar, the day, the night, the sun, the moon, all are manifestations and the signs and symbols of Almighty Allah. Remember, people are not signed that they think I'm the president, I'm the prime minister. They are the people who are non-entities. As far as Islam is concerned, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wants. Allah gives disgrace to whomsoever He wants. And you see it happening everywhere. And then you go on the other side. Subhanallah. I was in New Zealand a few weeks ago. That was my third trip with the help and mercy of Allah. And the brothers there are sending me, what happened in Christchurch? What happened in Wellington? And you see the devastation. It's a miracle if you look at it, that not hundreds of people have died and so forth. So Almighty Allah, when He gives us these signs, ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَهُ, one earth tremor, one earthquake, and a whole nation is decimated, destroyed if Allah wants. None can say saved. And this is the surah. This is the sample and example. And day of Qiyamah, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the whole world, the entire creation will perish. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجَهُ. So Allah is giving us samples, examples. When we hear this, read, O esteemed listeners of CII, of Sirius FM, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرُنَ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, You are the best one to protect us, take care of us, our families, our offspring, our children, grandchildren. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, He, Almighty Allah, is the one, the most merciful one to show mercy. أَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ, Ya Allah, envelope us in Your mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Always, daily, beg Allah. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ الْعَفْوَى. O beloved Allah, we ask of Thee forgiveness. وَلَعَافِيَا, Ya Allah, grant us afiya, safety, comfort, good health, everything good. فِالدِّينِ وَالدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, regarding my religion, regarding my worldly, mundane matters and affairs, and the matters pertaining to the year after. Hadith in Ibn Majah. قُلِ اللَّهُ عَالَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا. Say, only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows exactly, بِمَا لَبِثُوا, how long the seven sleepers stayed there. And remember, when they woke up after 300 solar years, 309 lunar years, they were so hungry. So, لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So, all the knowledge is solely, only by Allah. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. creation, all of us put together, remember, can never compare the knowledge of Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is none equal to Allah in any aspect, in any respect. That is the knowledge of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. لَهُ pronoun, فَحَسَرْ فَقَسَرْ exclusivity. It belongs only to him. We had two janazas in our family, Thursday and Saturday. So I just dedicated today's lesson. When somebody passes away, what do we say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Verily, we belong to Allah. And unto Allah is the return. So, لَهُ لَا لِلتَّمْلِيكِ for ownership. For exclusivity, lahu, it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. Ghaibu samawati wal ard, everything in the unseen, in the heavens, in the skies, the celestial creation, wal ard, in the land, in the sand, the marine life, everything belongs to him, Allah alone. When we came back from Durban on Saturday, the first 15-20 minutes, the amount of turbulence, and you hitting the clouds and going through the clouds and what, you can hear everybody is silent. There's the time your heart starts palpitating, will we make it or not? Muslim, non-Muslim turns to Allah. Everybody knows, none can save me, only Allah. لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبَصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ. Thus in Arabic, أَبَصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ. You call the سِغَاءِ تَعَجُّب in Arabic, that is some rhetoric and some grammar and all that involved. Now it gets to do with astonishment, amazement. So the translation will be, أَبَصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ. O Allah, how amazing, astonishing is your seeing. You see everything, past, present and future. The most minutest thing you see, Allah, because you are basir, because you see past, present, future at all times, all places. Wa asmi, how Almighty Allah, he listens to everything because he is Sami, the one who's hearing all the time. So nothing is hidden from Allah. We can be in the darkest corner, in the darkest night, and we whisper that also Almighty Allah sees, and that also Almighty Allah hears. He is Sami Basir, the one who's all hearing and all seeing. So we exclaim and we announce and pronounce, Asmi' bihi wa abasir, abasir bihi wa asmi'. So how wonderful, magnificent. We are astonished, Ya Allah, the perfection, the glory of your seeing and sight and of your hearing. So it is our weakness. We can't see everything. We can't hear everything. We see, and that also we see wrong. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيَةِ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمَآنُ مَاءَ. On the tar road in front you see, and there's a mirage, and when you reach there you thought there's water. When you reach there, there's no water. And we hear wrong also, that somebody else's mobile phone rings. We take out our hand, put our hands in the pocket and take out the phone. Then we realize, no, it was not my phone. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. There is no one besides Allah as your friend. These mushrikeen and polytheists in Makkah, they were proud and arrogant. They told the Muslims, لَنَا أُزَّى وَلَا أُزَّى لَكُمْ. We have Uzzah, the idol, and you don't have Uzzah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam fired up the emotions of the Sahaba and said, tell them, Inna Allah maulana wa la maula lakum. Verily Allah is our protector, our helper, and you don't have Allah on your side. Till today they don't have Allah on their side. We have Allah. President Trump does not have the Trump card. We Muslims have the Trump card. But we must have Iman. We must have Islam. Then it will work. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. And remember, Almighty Allah does not associate anybody fi hukmihi, in his verdict, in his judgment. He passes his judgment how he wants to. Tonight is supermoon. That for that, did Allah have to ask any government, any organization? And after few weeks, few months, few years, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes it the lunar eclipse. Then you can't even see the light and the brightness of the moon. So every creation under the absolute control of Almighty Allah. This Dr. Muhammad Siddiq Arbi passed away. His son is Dr. Junaid. He told me a beautiful thing, you know. Last night we had a lengthy discussion, and he told me that when he was born, the one of the first people to see him, hear him, breathing everything, was his father. And he was the last person to see, one of the last people to see his father breathing. That is life. Remember this. What guarantee I got I will see 2 o'clock, leave sunset and tomorrow? No guarantee. None of us got guarantee. Everything solely, only in the control of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Watalu, you Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you recite, Ma uhiya ilayka min kitabi rabbik. You recite whatever is the wahi revelation sent to you, Ya Rasulallah. Min kitabi rabbik, from the book of your sustainer, nourisher. This is the final constitution for humanity and posterity. And that is Quran Kareem, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Therefore, every person who is connected to the Quran, whether in teaching, whether in learning, whether in reading, whether in tafsir, those people are the best of people. We don't worry about what the people and the jahil and ignorant people say. The master Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. La mubaddila li kalimatih, and there is none that can change the words, the commands of Almighty Allah. Allah's constitution, no amendments to it. Man-made constitution, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, all this you will find. And if you got constitution, you will see many clauses are not worth the paper on which they are written. From an Islamic perspective, when they allow gay brigades, when they allow prostitution, when they allow abortion, so we as Muslims and who belong to Islam and will speak about Islam, remember these type of clauses are not worth the paper on which is written. وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا, and you will not find besides him, besides Allah, multahada, a place of refuge. Somebody's father, mother, spouse, child is fighting for his or her life. There in hospital, the biggest professor, doctor, and all of them said, listen, we can't do anything. We tried everything. Now you see the tears rolling down of the child. You see the spouse crying, and then we come in, you come in, and then we have to console that family. What do we tell them? We will tell them, see, everything belongs to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Doctor, hospital, clinic, asbab. Leave the means now, because they cannot do. Go to Musabbibul Asbab. Go to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Cry to Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. Ya Allah, you know what is best, but we ask of you, Ya Allah, we are the wrongdoers. This worry, this anxiety, all this we're going through. Ya Allah, you help us in our difficult times. Who can help us? Only Almighty Allah. So remember, Almighty Allah brings the halat and circumstances and conditions. Then we come closer to Almighty Allah. When you see the grave, when you see how we take the person, you see when the baby is born, then that baby is born with the hands and the fingers all closed and clasped, because it's coming to a world of competition, rivalry and all that. My car, my wealth, my property, my uplang, my offshore, my inshore. And when he or she dies, then the fingers are open. O person, take heed. I'm leaving empty-handed. I'm going with my iman, if he or she had iman. I'm going with my righteous deeds, if they had righteous deeds. So that is the real effort. Otherwise, dunya and the glitter and glamour. See the next verse. وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. You will never find besides Almighty Allah a place for refuge. We go by Allah. La dua of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Ya Allah, there is no refuge for us except by you, Ya Allah. People we can never trust. They stab us in our backs and they smile in front of us, the munafiqeen and hypocrites. The ear group of people, they call the beloved Sahaba. They are called the beloved students of the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam. Majority of them poor. Majority of them laughed at, mocked at by Abu Jahal, Abu Lahab, and Walid bin Mughira, and the Shayateen. The leaders of Makkah, the Munafiqeen of Medina, the Jews and Christians and so forth. Still today. You will see how people mock Islam and Muslims and what names they give them. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometime used to think that let me go and give these non-Muslims da'wat and speak to them on a one-to-one or collectively, and then I leave the Sahaba for a little while so I can give them da'wat. Allah says, no, you stay with the Sahaba. Don't accede to their request. They say, you must give us a special gathering, a special majlis, and don't bring those paupers and those poor Sahaba and your people with. Nay, Allah says they are the greatest of people to walk on this earth. After the Anbiya and Messengers, alayhi salam, the Master, alayhi salam, is commanded to stay with them. Wasbir, you exercise restraint and sabr. Nafsaka of yourself, ma'alladhina, with those people. Who's those people? The Sahaba, the Muhajireen, the Ansar. Namus-e Sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai aur lazim hai. We the Muslims and Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah to protect the integrity of the Sahaba is integral part of our faith. Any person, he can be the biggest Maulana, the biggest Sheikh. Once they start criticizing the Sahaba, remember such people, then we curse them. As Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. The hadith in Tirmidhi. Sahaba are those, they committed mistakes, they made sins, committed sins. Allah forgave them, Allah gave them Jannat, Allah gave them certificate. Who are you and me to criticize them? Understand who we're talking about. We can't criticize your father and mother and your children, but you want to criticize Sahaba? You want to become a Shia? Shia the kafir, they're out of the fold of Islam. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَلَاشِي. So you, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not accede to their request that you will go there and leave the Sahaba even for a short period to invite them. No one does Islam a favor by embracing Islam. Our message is crystal clear. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ نَسْلَمُ. They think they're doing you a favor by embracing Islam. Nay. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. You tell them no one does us a favor with your Islam. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah did you a favor by giving you Islam and Iman. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. These are the Sahaba, morning, evening, worshipping Allah, crying to Allah, begging Allah. Look at how Allah praises them. يُرِيدُونَ وَجَهَ. And all this they did solely, only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. The ikhlas, the sincerity of the Sahaba, no one in this ummah can ever have. No waliullah and no other person. And this is what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. O ummah, you take the whole Mount Uhud and you spend min zahabin, they have gold. That will not be even equivalent to the 1 kilo, the 1 pound, which the Sahaba spent in the path of Allah. Because of their sincerity, their love for Almighty Allah, the annals of history have not seen something like this. وَلَا تَعَدُ أَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. The address is to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the lesson is for me and you. Do not let your eyes, your Mubarak eyes, stretch away, move away, anuhum from them. You stay with them, you nurture them, you train them, you make them those people who are the beacons of light. They will become the ambassadors of Islam, and they will become the conquerors. Lo and behold, when we go to Afghanistan, Kabul, then we find conquered during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. We go to Egypt, Syria, we find conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You go to places in the world today, Istanbul and Turkey, you will find Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu buried there. Travel the world, go to China, you will not see Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, that's wrong. You will see Abu Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, the father of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas is buried there. That are the beloved Sahaba. So don't get dazzled and deceived with this world. Turidu zinata la hayati dunya. Do you want the beauty of this worldly life? Nay, that is not the aim of a Muslim. My house, my shop, my car, my money, my wife, my children, everything must be the best, whether they got deen or not. Nay, Islam divorces, detaches ourselves from that shaitanic ideology. Islam says deen must be the best. That is what Islam says. The sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam must be in our homes. That is the best. For all places at all times. We don't get inspired and we don't get influenced by others. We need to influence others. وَلَا تُطِعْ. And don't be obedient. مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. With those people whose hearts we have made unmindful. And ذِكْرِنَا, they don't remember us, they don't think of us, they don't make zikr of us. Don't worry about them, never obey them. So we must stay away from this atheist and this non-Muslim Western culture. They are the Satans as far as the Quran is gone, going and telling us. The more we go with them, mimic them, ape them, then the more ghaflat, unmindfulness comes. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. They follow their base desires. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And their manner and method is such, they've gone beyond the boundaries and the limits. Is this not the reality of today? Never mind the non-Muslim, majority of the Muslim today. Think about it. Are we making zikr of Allah? Are we suppressing our desires? Are we people following the deen? You know the answer. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala infuse within us the love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Deenul Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.